It's time now for the Sports Objective Podcast. No talking heads, just guys who love sports. Here's Dave Richmond.
Welcome into a very special edition of the Sports Objective as we have the John Gilbert Press Conference. A big day, a big week so far for East Carolina University Athletics as the brand new athletic director, been waiting over 8 months now, and we have a brand new athletic director in John Gilbert, and it should be a great hire. In fact, let's go ahead and kick things off with the press conference, and let's do that right now.
So let's get started. It's my pleasure to introduce ECU Chancellor Cecil State.
Thank you and good afternoon. It's great to be with you on what is a truly exciting day for East Carolina University and for Pirate Athletics. We appreciate your being here and being a part of it with us this afternoon. It's my special privilege today to welcome our newest Pirates, our new AD, John Gilbert, and his wife, Katie, who is here. Katie, stand up. Please. John and Katie have two children, a daughter, Larson, who's a college student, and a son, Kent, who is a junior in high school. And we look forward to getting to know them and welcoming them to Greenville and to ECU and to Pirate Nation as well. You know, there's been a lot of activity over the last 8 months at ECU. On occasion, I've gotten a question about the AD search or how long it's taking or when we would get to the finish line. But over the last several months, we've taken an opportunity to do something that, candidly, we said we were going to do. And that was take a deep dive, a real significant look at athletics at ECU, where we are, where we need to be, where we're going. And we've been able to do that over the last several months. And I have to begin my comments this afternoon by thanking Dave Hart, who came on board as special advisor to the Chancellor for Athletics. Dave has done a great job, and he has really helped position us for the day that we have finally reached today with these two very special announcements. And so, Dave, I just want to publicly say thank you to you and Pam for your love for Pirate Nation, which we see in your words and your actions each and every day. Thank you very much for all that you've done to help get us till today. Well, some of the best kept secrets or unkept secrets in college athletics, I guess, have been announced today. But we are very, very pleased today to share the special announcement and news that we have a new director of athletics for ECU, and we're so proud to welcome John Gilbert to Pirate Nation. As all of you know, he comes to us having served as the seventh director of athletics at Southern Miss, a position he began in January of 2017. But his career is one that is really quite remarkable. When you look at the institutions he has served, some of the most illustrious athletic programs and traditions in our nation, as he worked his way up through the ranks, developing strong relationships across the country, beginning as a graduate assistant football coach, spending a lot of times in facilities management, gaining experience in development, advancement work, compliance work, sports supervision, department leadership, among other areas, and eventually becoming director of athletics, as I mentioned, at Southern Miss. His experience is one of the things that have attracted us to John, but there is even more. I am very grateful that John has brought, wherever he has been, and he will bring to ECU, a student-athlete-first mindset, focusing upon education, comprehensive excellence, community involvement. He understands what I think is instinctive to Pirate Nation and our athletic traditions here at ECU, that we are a grassroots campus. We have a grassroots approach, and I think he's going to fit in very well with the stakeholders of Pirate Athletics, from the Eastern North Carolina fan who comes to games and buys a ticket, to those who invest significant resources in the athletics programs of ECU. He brings that mindset, and we are very, very grateful for that. Under his leadership, Southern Miss has increased resources in the areas of academic success as well as student-athlete well-being. He hired for Conference USA the very first full-time nutritionist. He built the student-athlete's first nutrition fueling bar. He cares deeply about our student-athletes and will bring that mindset and that commitment to all that he does here. He also cares about their academic achievement. We know that for our athletes at ECU, the greatest win they will ever achieve is when they gain their degree from East Carolina University. At Southern Miss, he was responsible for leading student athletes there to post higher GPAs in the time that he was with them, many of them being named to the president's list there with a 4.0 GPA, leading many of the student athletes there to appear on the dean's list at Southern Miss, exceeding the national average in the NCAA academic progress rate standards. He brings that kind of tradition in his previous work. He also has been responsible for leading institutions and most recently Southern Miss to win conference championships, something that is very important at ECU. We want our student athletes to be successful on the fields of competition as well as in the classrooms of our university. He is that kind of an AD and will bring that tradition to ECU. John is a graduate of Lenore Ryan College in Hickory, North Carolina. He has North Carolina roots and traditions. He was a three-year letterman on the football team. Later, he went on to earn a master's degree in sport administration at Eastern Kentucky University while working as a graduate assistant football coach. As I mentioned earlier, I don't think we could have done better. And we are so pleased to welcome John and Katie and their two children to Pirate Nation, to Greenville, North Carolina. We know that they're going to feel right at home. They are a great fit for ECU, for our traditions, our history, our heritage, and we expect that John and his work will make an enormous difference in the years to come at East Carolina University. I am very pleased to welcome and to present to you this afternoon our new athletics director, John Gilbert. John, welcome to ECU.
Thank you very much. Chancellor, the first thing I'd like to do is thank you for this opportunity. Katie and I are really excited to get to Greenville and ingrain ourselves in this community. Catherine, thank you so much for hosting us at your home over the last few days. I'm very thankful that the two of you opened your home to us and allowed us the opportunity to meet all the individuals that were entertained there. So thank you very much. There are several people that I would like to thank. I would like to start with Dave and Pam Hart. Dave and Pam have been instrumental in my career, both personally and professionally. I told our athletic department staff today, he is the greatest gift that I've had from a personal standpoint to live and learn next to him over several years. I just couldn't be more thankful for that relationship, and certainly with Pam teaching us, Katie and I, what executive life looks like for a couple. I'm just very thankful for the two of you, and I really appreciate it. I would like to thank the University of Southern Mississippi, Dr. Rodney Bennett. Dr. Bennett is one of the finest individuals that I know. I'm very thankful for Dr. Bennett and the opportunity he afforded me. There are great people at that university and in that community. This was a difficult decision, and I do want to thank all the people there for the opportunity that was afforded me. Two other friends that I call on a daily basis for guidance, my friends Kevin Allman and Tom Thomas, both take my calls at every time during the middle of the night or early in the morning to help provide me guidance, and I'm really thankful for those two individuals in my life. One person that I would like to recognize today, I've known this individual for a very long time, back to my days at Alabama when we were first hosting a baseball regional. An NCAA rep actually put the two of us in contact, and this was about the time that East Carolina was hosting baseball regionals for the first time. If you would join me in celebrating 34 years as a Pirate, a fine man, and someone that has truly served this institution as well, is Lee Workman. Would you all join me in celebrating, Lee? Lee is not presently with us right now, but I assure you he is carrying out an important duty as we speak. Most importantly, I want to thank my family, my parents, Kent Marietta Gilbert, my wife, Katie, I thank God every day for you. My two children, Larson, she is a sophomore at the University of Tennessee. My son, Kent, who is 17. I'm very thankful for what they mean to me and allowing me to live my dream with the job that I do every day, so I'm very thankful for you. Sorry. The most important message that I want to convey today is, it is not about me. I know that I'm standing here today and the focus is about John Gilbert. I assure you it is not about me. It is about East Carolina as an institution. It's about this Department of Athletics. It's about our coaches, our student athletes. I am a servant leader. I am able to make the decisions that leaders need to make, but I want to support our coaches and our student athletes and our fan base through the success that we all expect. Success comes from the team around you. I've been a part of some really good teams. I can't wait to work with the coaches and staff that we have on board. We have some really good people in this department. I think it's important that we establish a really good culture where everyone feels good about coming to work every day. I want it to be fun. And so I look forward to doing that with our staff. The three main pillars that I want to talk about today. Number one, I think we need to make sure that we are aligned with the institution and campus as a whole. Athletics will not operate on an island. We are one. We cannot succeed by ourselves. We need the help and support from campus and the university community to be successful. So I think collaboration and strong communication is a key for our success. Two, I believe in comprehensive excellence. I want our student athletes to compete in the classroom. The most important thing that they can do while they're at East Carolina is obtain a degree. I look forward to working with them in that regard. Athletically, it's important that we compete at a high level amongst all our sports. I'll be very visible with all our sports programs. But I do think comprehensive excellence as it relates to athletic competitiveness is very important. And finally, personally, I want to make sure that we do a good job with our student athletes personally. That they are coming here as 17 and 18 year olds. It is our job to help grow them as individuals. Certainly there's a lot of time that they will have in the classroom, competing on the field or practicing, but it's important that, that we provide opportunities and growth for them as individuals, which we will do. And finally, community engagement. It is important that this Department of Athletics engage all the communities that comprise Eastern North Carolina to know that we care about them, we need them, and it's important for us to engage them from a community standpoint. That is what I will be bringing in the pillars that I will use as my foundation for our athletic department. I will bring a leadership style of communication, openness, and visibility. I will literally be at almost everything. Certainly I'll be at football, but I will be at all our other sports as well and make sure that, that those student athletes know that they have my support and I value what they are doing. I want to earn your trust. I think it's really important that initially I earn the trust of the entire Pirate faithful. I am who I am. I'm pretty simple. I want to win. I want to do it the right way, and I want to have fun. And so I look forward to engaging with all of you as I support our 19 sports and our 430 student athletes. I'm really excited about that opportunity. I really believe this is a great job, and I'm excited to get started as the director of athletics. As you are aware, Mike Houston has accepted the job as our 22nd football coach of the East Carolina Pirates. I will be excited to formally announce Mike tomorrow at a press conference here. I look forward to talking about that tomorrow. And at this time, I will open the floor for questions.
John.
Thank you. Well, I think the most important thing is making sure that our staff sees me and has access to me. I don't have all the answers. So it is important for me to get in and visit with the staff. I know Dave has done that. And certainly that is helpful from a starting point, but it's something where I've got to forge those relationships. And so I think it's important for me to meet with our staff, listen to them, and then pave the way forward. Well, I'm hoping the next 2 days is a start, today and tomorrow. I know having spoken with our athletic department staff today, they've been 8 months without an athletic director. That's very hard to do. And so I thank them for what they did. There are a lot of great people in this department. I think it is important, tomorrow certainly will help the healing process as it relates to our football program. I think those are two good starts. And I think really what I talked about earlier, having access to me and me being visible is really important, and I plan on doing that.
Kyle Billen here with WITN-TV. There has been so much talk with the fan base and the Pirate Nation that there was a disconnect between the previous administration and the actual Pirate Nation fans themselves. How will you reconnect with them? And my second part of the question is, how much will you lean on Dave Park, having his knowledge of East Carolina and what this place is really about?
Well, certainly, one of the reasons that I accepted the job here, and it, like I said, it was a tough decision. But I go back to my days at Alabama working for Dave and the love that he felt for East Carolina. And I can't tell you how many times he told me how hard it was for him to leave, of what this place meant to he and Pam, their kids. And I knew it was special, and I felt like it was the right opportunity And I do think I will start there, but certainly engaging myself within the community will be important.
John,
I'm sorry.
Do you think when you look back at your history, were you drawn at the SEC football background from Alabama and Tennessee, or more on what you did at Southern Miss as far as taking this job?
Well, I think that's a great question, and I would say both. As you look at the history of the two previous institutions I was at, was Alabama and the University of Tennessee, two schools that I would say live in the land of plenty. Southern Miss does not live in the land of plenty, and so you have to do things a little different way. I would actually tell you I'm a much better athletic director today having done that, so I will use my experience from both areas to help move this program forward.
That message, obviously, budget is where anybody would want to be increasing on base. So what are your concerns with the budget now, and how do you go about trying to get out of it?
Well, I think a lot of it does start with the health and well-being of our football program. I could be saying this about any school in the country. It starts there. Now, we have a lot of programs that are really important. All of our programs are important here. But we need football to be healthy in order to survive financially. And I'm hoping tomorrow will help start that healing process. That we can all come together, that both myself and the new coach can build your trust and confidence to move forward as one, really, is what we all need.
John, Steve and I go 24/7 Sports and Voice of Coders. You did a lot of nutrition at Southern Miss, and training table has been a big talk at ECU. Do you see that as more of an immediate need than a long-term need?
Well, I think there was a time when training tables were considered a luxury. I would tell you today they're a necessity. And so I do think that is an important piece. I'm not ready to put a timeline on anything, but certainly that is an important component.
John, Ariel, let's see if you have a question. How much were you involved in the hiring of the football coach, and how much did you communicate with him?
I did hire the football coach. When I went to speak with him, I asked both Dave Hart and J.J. McLam to go with me, but I did hire coach. I have spoken to him numerous times.
And what's been the communication? What have you
guys? Well, certainly he has been here before. I think 2 years ago he brought a team here to play, so he's intimately familiar with this program. And I think, certainly from his time, he has strong North Carolina roots, and I felt like that was really important, and so that played a key factor as well.
John, I'm sure we're glad to spot Ray here in Greenville. I heard you mention that they were before you got into football healthy. Could you define your words, what you mean when you say football healthy, and how correlated you think this program is to being a successful football program? And how many years ago?
Well, I don't like to put a timetable. I think that's unfair to put a timetable on. We're going to do this in X number of years. What I do think is important is we start the foundation correctly. And so the foundation, what I'm talking about, is the culture in the building. You have to start there. That has to be really good. You have to put all the pieces in place, and that means people. So you got to get all the right people in the right seats on the bus. You've got to provide necessary infrastructure to help with that. So when you're talking about building a program, you've got to start at the bottom and build the foundation first. And I'm going to start with culture in the building is where we need to start. Now, I'm not a fool either. I understand, every venue, we have 19 sports, every venue that we have has a scoreboard in it, meaning we know at the end of that game whether we won or lost, and those things do make a difference. However, I would tell you, let's build the culture, get the right people in place, and I think great things are in store for this institution.
John,
John Tyler from WITN TV. Welcome to radio, first off.
Thank you.
Secondly, what was your biggest concern before accepting this position? And then on the flip side, what excited you most about this?
Well, I think the biggest concern is the unknown. I've known about East Carolina for a long time. When I first went to Lenoir Ryan College, there was a old coach administrator there named Hanley Painter, and he told me stories of Clarence Stasevich. So as a young college freshman at Lenoir Ryan, I heard about the great Clarence Stasevich. There was an administrator here that also passed through Lenoir Ryan, Henry Van Zandt, that I knew. I actually got to meet and talk to Coach when I was at Alabama. We played ECU at Legion Field. And so I knew about the institution. I knew what a rich history this institution had. And so that really excited me, and particularly where we were right now. I feel like there's tremendous growth here and opportunity and potential, and that's why I chose to be here.
Hey, John, can you talk a little bit about what communication between you and the department began in your position, and what did you yourself decide this is different?
Well, you know, I worked for Dave for 9 years, and then when I took the Southern Miss job, I probably talked to Dave at least twice a week, and early on it might have been every day. So I've talked to him for a long time. Certainly I knew what he was doing from a consulting standpoint. We really didn't get into a deep conversation until probably the last week, 10 days, about, you know, what the opportunity might be. Thank you very much.
We have one final obligatory thing we need to do as we welcome John to his new role at ECU. We are very excited, and John, happy to present you with your first jersey for
Thank
ECU.
You,
Right after the press conference, as the brand new athletic director, John Gilbert, was named. He, of course, is the former assistant AD at, Alabama and at Tennessee. Took the Southern Miss job in January of 2017. He's had a lot of experience under the great leadership of Dave Hart. And it was interesting because he walked in the room. He shaked everybody's hand. I was on the right side of the room there at Harvey Hall at the Murphy Center. All the media was on the right side, a lot of family, friends, and donors, if you will, on the left side. He worked the room, shake everybody's hands, and a very, very nice man. So we wish him all the best. And it looks like there's bright days and years and months, if you will, ahead at East Carolina. Right after the press conference, had a chance to talk, very first time we had a chance to talk to the head man, head person, if you will, for the university. Of course, it's Chancellor Cecil Staton. And let's go to that interview right now. Very special guest. We have Chancellor Cecil Staton here on the Sports Objective Podcast. What a great day to be a Pirate. Chancellor, thank you so much for being with us.
Sure. Delighted. Great day.
Yes, it is. I wanted to ask you, I know there's been a tough couple years here, and today it feels like I woke up this morning, lots of sunshine, a different mood. I want to get your opinion on it.
Well, you know, it's been tough, and I've arrived, obviously, for Coach Mo's first season, so I've been here to see that, even though I wasn't here when he was hired. But we've hit a reset button, and it was the right time. That's the way college athletics work. Everyone knows that who works in that arena. But I think we've hit a couple of home runs this week with both our new AD, John Gilbert, and certainly our new coach, Mike Houston. I have been thrilled, really, to meet with them and to talk them both through this process. I think we found the right Pirates, the right time, the right fit, and I think it's going to be fun and exciting to watch developments over the next few months, and certainly looking forward to next fall for football.
I was going to say for 2019, it's going to be hopefully a better year, and something we can start like a foundation for lots of success.
That's right. I mean, obviously this takes time. I think we're seeing that with our basketball program and Joe Dooley, but what a great hire that was. I think he is going to do great things, and I fully expect Mike Houston to do the same, and we're going to be in there supporting him and rooting for him and the team. He's coming in quickly to be here to make sure we don't miss a beat on recruiting and signing day, which is coming up December 19th. So he'll be hitting the ground running when he gets to Greenville today.
I know a lot of, not to bring up the past, but as far as Pirate Nation being divided, what would you tell the folks listening right now? What would you tell them as far as how do we start the healing process?
Well, look, I would say we will not be successful if we do not come together, if we are not together, one Pirate Nation. I think, and I hope that begins today. I understand Pirates want to win. I understand we've had a couple of difficult seasons, really three, but it's a new beginning. We've hit a reset button, and for us to be successful, we need Pirates in the stands supporting our new coach, supporting this new AD, supporting our student athletes. And frankly, I'm not worried. I know they're going to do that because that's who they are. And they do care deeply about this institution and our athletic traditions. And I will tell you what, I would rather have what we have in our fan base with the passion that I see than apathy any day of the week.
And obviously, I love the fact that both of them are emphasize the student part.
Yes.
As someone that's a graduate of East Carolina, you have to have hand in hand.
Absolutely. These are both student athlete focused professionals in collegiate athletics. And I think we've hit two home runs, and I'm so glad they're coming on board and can't wait to introduce the coach tomorrow.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much. I know you're very busy today, and we'll talk to you later.
Glad to be with you. Take care.
Next up, the media. We all had a chance to sit down and talk to the man behind the plan, if you will. The man, I guess, kind of like the Great Wizard of Oz. And that would be, that's one of my favorite movies. Probably, no, it is my favorite movie of all time. Anyway, Dave Hart was kind enough to talk to the media. And he had a lot of instrumental role, a huge year for the university as far as kind of righting the ship, so to speak. Let's go now to Dave Hart, who is the advisor, or actually he is the special advisor to the chancellor and for athletics. Let's go to him right now.
Dave, just how kind of rewarding is this day? I know you guys have put in a lot of work to kind of see it pay off.
Well, it's very gratifying because it's very important that not only that an AD is in place, but John isn't just an AD. He's an exceptional athletics director, exceptional administrator in person. So it is very gratifying to see that that has become formalized. I asked John early on, who are your top three candidates who would you like to pursue? And he said, first and foremost, if we can get him, Mike Houston. And so to watch all that unfold, you have to understand how unusual this is in this profession for all that to be able to happen as quickly as it happened. And, you know, with John and Mike, they wanted to be here. So it wasn't like you're trying to sell them on something. They wanted to be here, and it all fell into place. I feel great for Pirate Nation. I really do. Because this is what we really needed to have happen as the next step, is not to have these voids continue to run. It was time to move. There are vacancies within the athletic department, but that'll be a positive for John because he can also maybe bring in some. We have a lot of great people here, and he knows it. I just mentioned J.J. McClam. He was very much a part of this process and just did a terrific job. So we have a lot of good people here, but there'll be some new direction, some new faces. But I can sense, as John met with the staff today, that was an uplifting moment. Because look, our staff, there's been a lot of challenges. There have been a lot of challenges. John knew about there was full disclosure with John, and John full disclosure with Mike about our challenges, about where we are financially. It was, here's the good, and there's a lot of good. Here are some significant challenges. And he'll wade into them in a very professional manner, and I think this is the beginning of us turning the corner.
How unique was this? You mentioned it just from your side. Have you ever dealt with this before, of two major searches going on at the same time and managing them both? How was that
this
for you?
This was very unusual. Now, you know, just when you think you've seen it all. but that was very challenging for the obvious reasons, because the time frame was very short. It had to be John's hire. And so we had to get the AD on board first. Had to be the AD's hire. And I was there to assist in any way that was appropriate and helpful. But to move that fast was challenging. And that's why when we went to Virginia early yesterday morning, we went to hire a coach. We didn't go to kick the tires. And so for that to have all worked out, we had terrific cooperation from our legal department, particularly Paul. Paul was willing to be on call all weekend. He probably wishes now he hadn't made that comment, because he was on call all weekend. And so that really helped expedite it and bring the planes in for landing.
Okay. His football background, not only what he's done, you know, as a professional, but even playing college football, it seems like that is very important to him moving forward.
I've always thought it was. Now, you could get a different answer than that, but in my 35 years plus, doesn't mean there aren't some great people that haven't played a sport, but I think it helps because they can better identify with the coach.
Dave, accessible, down-to-earth, is that what kind of East Carolina needs?
Very much. And I explained to John at great length that we're a grassroots university. And somewhere along the way, and I don't mean this to be critical and I'm not pointing fingers, we lost our way. Everybody is important here. The $100 donor is important here. The $1,000 donor is important here. The donor who buys two football, two basketball, two baseball is important here. And so John is a perfect fit because that's who he is. He's very genuine. He's very down to earth. And I think he will identify extremely well and connect with our Pirate fan base.
These are a couple of really good hires. Talk about your relief level of getting this all handled.
Significant. No, this, you know, again, as I said earlier, it's very gratifying to see John Gilbert in that position and to see Mike Houston being announced tomorrow in a similar environment. As media, you are really going to like these two guys. You are really going to like them. Our fan base is really going to like them because they are approachable. They are down to earth. Mike is extremely impressive. His presence, his confidence, his work ethic. It's going to be a nice run.
He wears purple well, doesn't he?
He doesn't have to buy many clothes. I told him that. I said, all you need is somebody who's an expert in taking embroidering out of it, because you got to get rid of the J and you got to go ECU. But no, he's great to be around. Very intense when he coaches now, which I like. He's a very intense coach. He'll care about those kids, but he'll drive them hard.
How many people did you formally interview for this AD position?
Just two.
It seems like he was kind of your guy all along.
Well, we interviewed the other guy was a good guy, and you never, you know, you never know. We had just a handful of people that I did a whole lot of research on, and obviously I'm extremely happy to have John Gilbert in that role.
Dave, I had a question for you as far as your role now. Are you going to continue on after December 15th?
Well, I've told the chancellor and this great fan base who were reaching out to me, I'm not going to abandon the ship. So the chancellor would like to have that conversation, and it'll be modified somewhat, and it won't be real long term, of course. I'm not a hoverer. But I'd love to go to the Pirate Club meetings. I'd love to help John. I'd love to help Joe and Mike. And, you know, I know our fan base. I know the culture, and I love it. I love our fan base. John would like me to do that. I asked him about that. And I know Joe would. So I intend to talk to Mike about it a little bit before I revisit it with the chancellor.
with your love for this university, how rewarding for Dave Hart is this day?
Well, it's very rewarding for that reason, Brian. I'll steal John's line. It's not about me. It's about the fan base. It's about how hard it was. And John wasn't exaggerating. As we worked together for more than 8 years, I would often talk about East Carolina and the passion and how much we loved it here. And so he locked those conversations in. He knew how sincere I was about that. But it's very gratifying for that reason.
And last but certainly not least is the man of the hour on Monday, and that was John Gilbert, a great guy. And I'm very happy not only to be a Pirate fan, but someone covering the media. It's nice to have an athletic director. We've waited for over 8 months now, but we had a chance to talk to him. And let's go to that now.
Very happy to have our brand new director of athletics, John Gilbert. First of all, on behalf of Pirate Nation, welcome you to Greenville.
Well, thanks. I couldn't be more excited to be here. It's a wonderful opportunity. I can't wait to get my family here and get ingrained in the community.
I think like the saying by Hines, good things happen to those that wait, or something like that. And so a lot of Pirate Nation has been antsy over the last 8 months or more, but I think a lot of people are very happy with having you here today.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. I am excited to be here. You know, I will be accessible and visible at a lot of our athletic events and all the Pirate Club functions, and I think that's really important. I think that, you know, I make myself available, and it's really who I am. Like, when I go to events, I'm very approachable. I think that's important for our student athletes as well. I don't ever want them to feel like when they're coming to the AD's office that, you know, they're going to the principal's office. I want it to be a fun, engaging atmosphere, and I think you can create that. So I do think culture is really important, and I want to make sure the culture in the building is really good.
We talked to Jamie Ayrton to the Top Talk podcast, and he really liked you. He talked about a couple things that stood out to me. He talked about how in the spring practice, how you're running sprints with the football players. He talked about how at a certain game you were like using the broom and sweeping. Is that the kind of John Gilbert Pirate fans can expect?
Well, you know, I have a mentality of everybody can pick up the trash, including me. So 100% I would agree that's who I am. If you know, if I see a piece of trash on the ground, I'm not going to walk past it and wait for somebody else to pick it up. Conversely, I think it's important, like our grounds crew and facilities crew. There are times when I want to be with them and help them do things and let them see. I'm not afraid to get my hands dirty. And most importantly, I want them to know we need everybody for this program to be successful. And if they're doing something, I want to make sure they know how much I appreciate it. And one, it's valued and how important it is to the overall success of this program.
I had a question as far as East Carolina. Why East Carolina? Why did you pick to be here?
Well, you know, meeting with the Chancellor and Dave, and then certainly the Dave Hart that I know from his early days, where he conveyed how important it was, East Carolina was to their family, and what he, you know, how hard it was for him to leave here. I knew the people were special. And so I have found that out to be true pretty quickly.
As far as with the athletics are concerned, one of the things that comes to mind is scheduling. Do you know the importance of North Carolina, UNC, and NC State?
Which schools are you referring to?
UNC and NC State.
I'm not familiar with those two. Certainly it's important. I do think where we are, competitively, it's important to play those schools, and we will want to do that. But I also want to make sure that we're competitive in our league as well. That is equally as important.
John, East Carolina has a long-standing relationship with Southern Miss.
Yeah.
And we kind of come from the same roots and come from the same cloth. And talk about what those similarities kind of do for you with your time at Southern Miss.
Well, Southern Miss is a special place. I really enjoyed my time there. Certainly the president, Dr. Rodney Bennett, was very gracious to afford me that opportunity. I do think in a lot of ways the institutions are similar, but I wouldn't go as far as saying they're 100% alike.
Speaking of Southern Miss, and I'm a scheduling nerd, Is that somebody we could do home and home? It's been a good while since we've had them on the schedule.
You know, I haven't looked at the football schedule long term. I've looked at it. I just don't have it memorized in my head. I would say this. I would want to play a schedule that is mostly regionally based, where our fan base can get to those venues, where it makes sense from a competitive standpoint, it makes sense from a financial standpoint. That really is the interest that I would have.
Upon your arrival here in Greenville today, give me some of your impressions upon seeing the stadium and seeing the facilities in the town a little bit.
Well, I had a chance to – I have not been inside all of the facilities, but I've driven around the outside, and I think they present themselves in a very impressive manner. I drove through campus. Again, impressive, very clean, just something to be proud of, and so I was really impressed to see that.
With the as far as this past season, we had a lot of trouble with, obviously, with the fans being in the seats. It's a big thing. Pretty much every sport is doing pretty well, I think, except for the one that we need to be successful in football. How do we get the fans back? What would you say to Pirate Nation?
Well, I think how we get them back is I've got to earn their trust. Coach Houston has to earn their trust. And that takes a little time, but I also think that we need to communicate with them, let them know what we're doing, let them know what the initiatives are. That will start the healing process and get them back.
Can you talk a little bit about the timeline of your hiring and your decision-making process in terms of coming to ECU?
Well, it really picked up. I'm trying to think of what day today is, Monday. So really started last Tuesday, what was when the discussion started getting heavy. I talked today a bunch, and so we had talked in very general terms. Last Tuesday was when he said, hey, we formally want to talk, and that's really when the process started.
Very happy to have you here, and good luck, and anything you need, we'll be there for you.
Go Pirates!
Well, again, Monday was such a great day to recap everything. We formally announced that we had John Gilbert as the new AD, the Director of Athletics for East Carolina University. At the end of 2018, kind of the end of, if you will, the Comfort era, as we saw what a difference a couple days make when you think about Saturday, you get destroyed by NC State and Raleigh, 58-3. And you really get the 3 points on the end of at the end of regulation, 58-3. Then you fast forward to Sunday, hearing talks about Mike Houston being the coach. Monday, the press conference we just played for you, and the interviews with John Gilbert. And of course, we're going to have all the Mike Houston interviews and press conference out as well. Well, Bubba Rosenbaum, and of course Kyle from LaGrange Barber, out working on other projects we've got going on behind the scenes. We wanted to go ahead and get this out to you. This has been Dave Richmond for the Sports Objective Podcast.
You've been listening to the Sports Objective Podcast. Join us next time as the guys will be objective, and the objective is sports.